Aren't you glad the primary is behind us? Now we have the November election to look forward to. And then we'll dive into the presidential race full time. Hillary Clinton has not yet announced, but just about everyone thinks she will. In the meantime, we're in a storm of speculation about Hillary. Will she run? Maybe she won't run. Was Karl Rove right? Does she have brain damage? How's her marriage? Can a woman be president? A black man was elected. Anything's possible. Who'd be her running mate? A man? A woman? Would Bill be involved in her presidency? He seems really old. I hope he's okay. What's she hiding about Benghazi? What about Whitewater? What about Clinton's impeachment? What about Vince Foster's death? Did Hillary have something to do with it? Maybe we should take a closer look. What's Hillary's history of plastic surgery, if any? How does she feel about kittens? Does she drive? Does she shop? Why is her speaking fee so high? Why is Chelsea Clinton making so much money at NBC? Did Hillary tell NBC to pay her that much money? Did Hillary tell Chelsea to get pregnant to help her political career? Is Chelsea really pregnant? Can we talk to a doctor? Get Karl Rove on the phone immediately. Hillary's too liberal. She's so liberal. She's incredibly liberal. Liberal, liberal, liberal. What's Karl Rove's take on the new Spider-Man movie? Ooh, remember Hillary's healthcare task force in the 90s? Let's investigate. Contact Ken Starr. Has Hillary really moved on from Monica Lewinsky? Did Lewinsky have something to do with NBC paying Chelsea so much money? So many more questions, but I'm out of time. Not to worry, we have 864 days until the presidential election. Plenty of time for more Hillary speculation. I'm Josh Spiegel for Maryland's News Now.